This is in Mesquite?
Yeah. They sent a kid home, a middle school kid, yesterday. They gave him a choice, go home or trade in his skinny tights, his skin tight skinny pants for slacks provided by the school.
So the school keeps slacks on hand just in case they need them?
Yep.
Snacks.
No, slacks, Norm.
You're so confused, Norm.
What? I was going to say, they make the kid take his jeans off. What are they going to give him? Football pants or something?
Coach of shorts from the 70s.
Hey.
Now, the mother of the boy says, well, he will not be going back to school there. She says, we're going to homeschooling. He can learn more without the distraction of what to wear.
Yeah, there he can do his lessons nude if he wants.
Okay, so I know what these jeans are. Why would a middle-aged kid want to do his lessons, old man, nude? His lessons.
What's the problem with these pants? It's not like they're revealing anything.
That's what I don't get. I mean, if you were wearing like
low-cut blouses.
Whoa, what?
Low-cut blouses.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, if you were wearing...
The problem is they're trying to make a fashion statement, and in school they don't want fashion statements made.
Look, here's the deal.
So put them all in uniforms. That's what you ought to do. That fixes all of this.
Exactly. Have everybody wear the same thing, and I know that that doesn't let these kids express their originality and...
I believe you mean individuality.
They need to just pick one or the other. Don't try to micromanage street clothes.
Well, what they need to do, I just wish the state of Texas would say, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to buy, well, that's the thing, is a lot of people can't afford that either.
Well, why don't they afford something?
Well, that's true.
Go to they can afford uniforms.
Go to the bank and you put your ATM card out and you take out money.
Here comes Rich Danny.
I'm just repeating a line you used about a year ago.
I've never used that line.
Oh, my God.
That is terrible.
All right.
That's so insensitive to the plight of the poor.
Just go to
hell.
But
it's expected out of you.
He's right. Isn't that how it works?
Boy, that record takes off a little bit.
Oh,
what happens?
Yeah. You know what you ought to do? Is just go make a record and sell like 50,000 copies, and then you're rich forever. Remember we heard that last week?
Oh, yeah. Sure, I do.
See, it's the remote dog pile. Every time they're on remote, it's them against me.
They become really mean.
You remember when that guy, we were going to lunch the other day?
That one guy, like you and Mike ever go to lunch?
No, you were in the car with us. And we get to the stoplight, and there's a homeless guy who comes up asking for food or money. And
right.
Danny throws a CD at him.
Yeah.
Listen to this, a-hole.
God.
At the very least, it'll get you laid.
That's exactly what happened.
Maybe get you a snack out of it.
I felt sorry for him. That's all I could.
You're
come
wasting
up with,
time.
Sorry for
you're
him.
Really wasting time.
We got nothing but time, Holmes.
Hey, did you eat some of those crab torpedoes?
No, mark that.
Boy, what an attempt to change the subject.
What are they called? I can't remember.
Switch the spotlight around.
Torpedo.
No, that's not it either.
What are they called?
I forgot what we were talking about.
Jalapeno poppers?
Hula poppers.
What were we talking about?
Uniforms.
Yeah, I know.
School
but...
uniforms, and you can't afford them because you're stupid and poor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, here's another tip. Go to college.
Right.
Huh?
Like me. Wait a minute.
Go to college for a week and then drop out. The Mesquite School District has had a history of conservative dress in the 60s and 70s, Mike. District officials battled students over hair length, once sending a 10-year-old boy home because his hair reached his shirt collar.
KTDK Sanger, KKLF.